You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WLCX Daily News Roundup for the Eagle 1490 AM in La Crosse.
For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska. Tonight, the La Crosse Common Council has two meetings. A special meeting is being held to consider a resolution approving $144,000 for a settlement for a motor vehicle accident that happened nearly a year ago. Then, a fully stocked agenda awaits for the regular meeting at 6 p.m. Two items concerning the existing green bubblers around La Crosse and their potential replacements are on the agenda. Currently, the bubblers are shut off because they are not ADA compliant. A plan to add compliant water fountains is up for consideration. The council will also consider moving money from the airport operating budget over to handle multiple capital projects at the airport. An ordinance restricting the sale of hemp-based cannabinoids to people ages 21 and over is up for vote by the full council, and the final resolution to create a downtown parking system in La Crosse is also on the table tonight. The council meets at 6 p.m. at City Hall. A Cooley Region bowling alley is being sold, with the current owner celebrating their final week in business. According to a post on Facebook, Nordic Lanes in Westby will be sold this month. The current owner of Nordic Lanes thanked customers for 13 years of supporting their business. The final Friday night fish fry will be this week. A farewell party is scheduled for Saturday from 3 to 7 p.m., which the public is welcome to attend. The new owners said, quote, that they hope to continue the legacy of community, kindness, excitement, and fun. After pushback from local residents, businesses, and emergency services, a planned closure of Highway 35 between Trempealeau and Holman has been delayed until at least 2029. The project, which was scheduled to begin in 2027, would have closed the highway to replace four bridges. Community members were not in favor of a full closure of the highway. The Wisconsin DOT's revised plan called for a single-lane closure instead of a full closure. A public meeting on the project will be held at the Trempealeau Village Hall on August 19th. The area organization that puts together honor flights for military veterans is seeking donations. Freedom Honor Flight will make its 33rd trip on September 13th to Washington, D.C. To date, the Freedom Honor Flight has taken over 3,200 veterans to the nation's capital from within a 100-mile radius of La Crosse. But now the group is seeking donations to continue the flights, which currently cost about $185,000. Over 600 veterans remain on a waiting list. To learn more or to donate, visit freedomhonorflight.org. Believe it or not, high school sports are back this month. The first sport that can hold competition is girls' golf, with its earliest event date on August 14th. Girls' tennis can hold its first meets on August 16th, and girls' swimming and diving can begin competitions on August 20th. Wisconsin's most participated in high school sport, football, can begin play on August 21st. The remaining fall sports, cross-country, volleyball, and boys' soccer, can begin competitions on August 26th. Fall sports championships begin in October and finish the week before Thanksgiving.
For Civic Media News, I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. You've heard it before. With increased temperatures and more moisture comes the risk of heavier rain events. And it's what climatologists have been talking about for a while now. While we may not notice the 3-degree temperature rise nearly as much, we're really seeing the effects now of the added tropical heat. And what we went through may be rare in history. It's seemingly becoming more and more common today. From the floods in Texas that struck and killed in early July, to parts of Chicago soon after with cars underwater. Now, Juneau, Alaska is under evacuation for a major record glacial melt. And here, Wisconsin tries to dry out and pick up the pieces that were washed away. After hours of downpouring rain soaked many parts of Milwaukee area last weekend, it rapidly rose rivers, creating record crests on the Menominee River and 24-hour rainfall rates that are under review of nearly a foot or more. People's belongings are ruined, and with their hands deep into their pocketbooks now and plenty of headaches still ahead. While looters roam at night, storm chasers knock on their doors during the day, offering scams or quick fixes that we need to be aware of because flood insurance isn't included in many policies, and FEMA won't kick in unless it's declared a federal disaster. Meanwhile, this is considered a 1,000-year flood event. It's not common for the Milwaukee Metropolitan Sewerage District to release water into Lake Michigan. Sewage spilled into the Milwaukee River, Menominee River, and Lake Michigan shores and around boat launches. And in case you're wondering, 1 foot of rain is equivalent to about 10 feet of snow. And more rain in the state this weekend, dragging the risk for flooding right back in again. In fact, new analysis from the Wisconsin Policy Forum says data from the National Flood Insurance Program has jumped in the past 3 decades, stating that the climate has warmed and extreme rains are more likely. During the storms on Saturday in southeastern Wisconsin, two hikers were struck by lightning and were injured. It happened on the Ice Age Trail in the Kettle Moraine State Forest. They were about a mile in on the trail when lightning struck a nearby tree. The lightning caused a ground current, which knocked both individuals unconscious. In Germantown, subdivisions underwater as the Menominee River rose to historic levels. Its record height at Menominee Falls was 8.31 feet on June 21st in 1997. This week, it hit 8.52 feet Sunday night. And the National Weather Service, Milwaukee Sullivan, is looking into a 24-hour rainfall record of 11.88 inches near Butler. MMSD also reported rainfall amounts of 14.5 inches, which would be a state record, but they need to vet the data, since no other reports were that high nearby. And this process could take weeks to months. If you remember, in 2018, in Dane County, 14 to 15 inches of rainfall was rejected after review because the gauges were not sited properly. Investigation into the totals is a collaboration between the NWS, State Climatology, Regional NWS, NCEI, and MMSD. The current state record of rainfall in a day happened in Mellon in 1946, with 11.82 inches falling. What we know right now is that two-day precipitation totals in Milwaukee reached 11.71 inches, and over 9 inches in Whitefish Bay, 8.94 in West Allis, and nearly 8 inches in Wauwatosa. And this all happened as a well-defined outflow boundary set up from south-central Wisconsin into the Chicago area from convection earlier in the day, and then a screaming low level formed in the evening, aimed directly over that boundary, and it just dumped that tropical moisture right over them for a solid 8 to 10 hours. For Civic Media News, I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
A pleasant, warm day is on tap for the Coulee region today with sunny skies and highs in the mid-80s. We warm up tomorrow to the upper 80s as humidity begins increasing in the afternoon and evening. Saturday, highs will top 90 in some spots as hot, humid weather gives us multiple chances at storms. On Sunday, it stays sticky with scattered storm chances. Then we'll see a cooling trend with highs in the upper 70s or low 80s for next week. The best chance of rain is on Saturday night into Sunday. We'll have more details in our Civic Media forecast. Download the free Civic Media app now at civicmedia.us/app. For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
The Packers in Indiana. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. With the Packers in Indianapolis for a joint training camp session against the Colts, the Packers arrived here last night. I asked rookie receiver Matthew Golden, with Jaden Reed and Dontavian Wicks out with injuries, what does he expect to see in his first NFL joint practice?
Just another great test for me before regular season starts. You know, just going out there, just trying different things to where I would do in a game. So, you know, just treating it as a game, just going out there, playing fast, lining up, and doing all of that.
Baseball. The Brewers celebrating after beating the Pirates 12-5 to win their 12th game in a row. Starting pitcher Brandon Woodruff.
I was telling my wife last night that I was more nervous about. I wanted to win the burgers for everybody, you know, in the stands, and include myself. It's a cool thing. Like, you could tell the energy around today is like on a day game was a little bit more than usual. Seriously, I wanted to win those burgers bad for sure.
That's the Brewers Brandon Woodruff with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. There are a couple potentially really cool films opening this weekend if you're thinking about heading to the theater. Spike Lee and Denzel Washington are teaming up for the fifth time to bring us the crime thriller Highest to Lowest, a remake of a Japanese film where Washington plays a music producer who finds himself caught in a ransom plot. The film is reviewing ridiculously fresh on Rotten Tomatoes at 92%. In 2021, a film called Nobody came out starring mostly comedic actor Bob Odenkirk. The film was a surprise hit due to an interesting story and a different type of role for Odenkirk, who played an unassuming tough guy. The film rated well with critics and audiences. Nobody was so well received that the follow-up, Nobody 2, also starring Odenkirk, is being released wide and hits the big screen this weekend. It is reviewing about the same as the original, with an 80% on Rotten Tomatoes. Let's go to the movies. Sounds like it's pretty annoying to be a celebrity. Take Leonardo DiCaprio, for instance. Dude was just partying in Ibiza, Spain, and before he knew it, he was part of a routine search by Spanish police. DiCaprio and his girlfriend, Victoria Schiretti, were attending a party of a Spanish celebrity I've never heard of, and before he knew it, he and some of his fellow partiers were being patted down by police who didn't recognize him. The nerve. DiCaprio was very matter-of-fact about it and just scrolled on his phone during said pat-down. DiCaprio has been dating Schiretti, a 27-year-old Italian model, for a couple of years, and for the record, Victoria does not like being labeled as a girlfriend. The model, girlfriend, says whenever you date a celebrity with a bigger following, it can be difficult taking a back seat. Huh, maybe she should date a barista. or a longshoreman, or a chimney sweep. Like many famous actors who retired, Daniel Day-Lewis is coming back. The Irish actor announced that he was hanging it up 8 years ago, but a film directed by his son Ronan was enough to bring the three-time Oscar winner back to the big screen. New York City Film Festival goers will have the honor of seeing Lewis in the film Anemone this coming September. Lewis is considered, arguably, the best actor of his generation. Wouldn't it be hilarious, though, if after 8 years off he was terrible? Highly unlikely. Charlie Sheen fans, buckle up. There is a two-part documentary that will drop on Netflix that is being called a tell-all. If there is stuff beyond what we already know, thanks to the tabloids, this could be horrifying. The Nepo Baby actor discusses growing up in Malibu, what he calls his effortless rise to stardom, and his public and painful fall from grace. Sheen has been clean now for 7 years, so let's hope for entertainment purposes, the documentary focuses on his pre-sober years. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly sunny today, our high right around 82 this afternoon. Tonight, it will be mostly clear with a low dropping into the low to mid-60s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny and even warmer with a high of 86. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 64.
That's your WLCX Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at lacrosseeagle.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.